Tony, in your article, you describe what's happened over the past 20 years as Asheville's craft beer revolution. In the U.S., beer is big business, and beer is helping the economy in Western North Carolina. But it did start very small.
It certainly did. In 1994, with the opening of Highland Brewing Company, which at that time was located underneath Barley's on Biltmore Avenue. They now have a big brewery out on the east side of Asheville. And in the beginning, there were just three people over there, Oscar Wong, the brewer John Lida, and the original head brewer John McDermott. And John Lida and Oscar Wong are still on the job 20 years later. So a lot's happened to Highland since then. They lost money for 8 years before they finally started to turn a profit.
You reported that today they have 50 employees and are producing 32,000 barrels sold across the Southeast.
It's amazing how much beer is coming out of Highland Brewing Company. About half of the beer that's made in Western North Carolina is coming from Highland. I think that altogether there might be a little more than about 62,000 barrels being made by all the brewers, and about it seems to me like about half of that is coming out of Highland right now.
And we have more than a dozen breweries?
We have 15 in Buncombe County and probably about almost that many in the counties that surround Asheville, which have become a growth area themselves.
Now, other areas of the state are also experiencing growth in this industry.
Well, certainly. There are other places around the state that have craft brewing going on in the Triad, in the Triangle, Charlotte. But the big beer scene is, of course, up here in Western North Carolina. We have the arrival of New Belgium and Sierra Nevada, which will just completely change the craft beer scene here.
Before we talk about Sierra Nevada and New Belgium, I was surprised by the amount of money you reported being spent on these small breweries.
I was surprised to find out how much money is being spent by the small breweries. Everybody's dropping money into their breweries. Even the smallest of the breweries have plans to grow. Highland has spent in the past year over $1 million. Green Man, in the last couple of years, $2 million. Just the amount of money that's going into to expense for grain and hops and labor, it's an enormous amount of money, and that's not just from Sierra Nevada, which has not opened yet.
Big changes on the horizon with Sierra Nevada, very close to producing beer for public consumption, and New Belgium, which is preparing its site in the River Arts District for its new brewery. And they recently announced the location of their distribution center. Tell us a little bit about what Sierra Nevada has in mind when they actually are online.
Well, when this first year, they'll put out 300,000 barrels of beer. And that's compared to the 62,000 plus that's being made in Buncombe County alone, plus Catawba and Burke County. I counted them in with the Buncombe counties, but the breweries. But you can see that it's going to jump from 62,000 barrels to, 300,000 coming out just the first year from Sierra Nevada. And when they're at full build out, that is going to be 800,000 barrels. And then New Belgium plans to put out 500,000 barrels. And that's going to make Asheville the undisputed craft beer center of the eastern United States.
Sierra Nevada is demonstrating that they are a very ambitious company.
They certainly are.
You mentioned to me before we went on the air that they sell beer around the world.
They do, and their beer that's going to, I think the plans are right now to sell, continue to keep their Chico, California Brewing Company going for the western states and points west, and then the Asheville Brewery, the Mills River Brewery, I should say, will serve the eastern United States and points to the east, including Europe.
When will New Belgium be online?
Hopefully before the end of 2015.
As the local industry matures and with these two big companies in the area open and get up to speed, can Asheville and the region support the existing number of craft breweries?
I think so, and I think the number is going to grow. I mean, there are two more breweries I know that are opening in Asheville in coming months. The Catawba Brewing Company, which is in Morganton, is going to come up here and build a small brewery for one-off beers, specialty beers in Asheville. And the Twin Leaf Brewing is going to open down on the South Slope, which has become a cluster area for breweries already and has sort of become Asheville's brewing district. Those are two more that are absolutely certain to open, and I'm sure more are coming along behind them. And because craft beer is still a fairly small percentage of overall beer sales.
Asheville has gained the attention of the industry across the country?
and from beyond. I mean, people are coming in here from all over the United States, applications coming in to work at these breweries, coming in from around the world, if you can believe that.
So when we get up to speed, how many people do you think will actually be working in the industry, including New Belgium and Sierra Nevada and all the other smaller breweries?
Okay, well, right now in Buncombe County, and including the Catawba Brewery, and also including Oscar Blues, which is in Brevard, they put out 45,000 barrels alone. That's going to almost double next year. I think they're talking about 85,000 barrels coming out of that. So the number is probably, with the full strength of Sierra and New Belgium, the number is going to at least double from the 250 that I counted up myself. It's probably going to grow from there.
Tony Kiss is the beer guy with the Asheville Citizen-Times. Thanks very much.
Sure.